All right, so Egypt, who doesn't want to see the pyramids, right?
Yeah.
But before we book those flights, we got to talk visas.
Yeah, it's not as simple as just showing up, sadly.
Nope, definitely not. But that's why we're doing this deep dive, right? To sort it all out. We've been going through this info from egypt-edo.com, a visa processing site. They seem to know their stuff.
They do. And the thing is, a lot of folks don't even realize there's more than one way to get an Egyptian visa.
Two options, in fact. Did you know that? I kind of felt like a travel pro once I learned that. E-visa or visa on arrival.
Well, it really does open up your options depending on, well, how you like to travel, how much time you got to plan.
Exactly. Okay, so the e-visa, that's the one you get online, right? All digital.
Yep, exactly. It's an official document, but the whole process is online. No embassy visits.
Score one for technology. I mean, I hate dealing with paperwork. So this e-visa thing, it's basically like you apply, get approved, and you're good to go before you even leave home.
That's the main idea. Yep. Gives you peace of mind. And we'll get into this more later, but egypt-edo.com can even help with the application itself if you like want a bit of extra help.
Nice. Options are always good, but before anyone runs off to apply, we gotta talk eligibility, right?
Huge point.
Huge.
It's like checking if your phone's even going to work in another country before you go. Useless if it doesn't.
Right. And over 70 countries are eligible for the e-visa, but obviously no point starting if you're not one of them.
They've got this tool on the site too, an eligibility checker. Super easy.
We'll be sure to link to that in the show notes, folks. Seriously, check that first before you do anything else. Save you a lot of potential hassle.
Agreed. Okay, so back to our two contestants, e-visa versus visa on arrival. Kind of like a travel showdown.
Which one is going to win? Give us the lowdown.
Well, it's more like which one is right for you,
Right.
Depends on your situation. Visa on arrival, you get it when you land in Egypt at the airport.
Sounds convenient, but I bet there are caveats.
There always are. So e-visa. Pro, you do it online, get it pre-approved, no waiting in lines at the airport when you arrive. Con, got to do it in advance.
Makes sense. So if I'm like a last-minute kind of traveler.
Visa on arrival might be tempting. Pros, it's there when you arrive, good for some nationalities who can't get the e-visa. Cons,
Hit me with them.
lines can be long, you risk being denied entry even if you think you meet the rules, and payments usually cash only.
I hate carrying a ton of cash. So it sounds like e-visa is the smoother option.
Usually, yeah. And egypt-edo.com actually mentions the visa on arrival process can be kind of unpredictable, like the rules change or it's not super clear.
Okay, starting to see why this deep dive is important. Knowledge is power, people.
Exactly. Now, even within the e-visa world, there are choices to make. Two types, single entry and multiple entry.
Ooh, getting fancy. Tell me more.
Single entry, pretty obvious. One trip, max 30 days in Egypt.
Well,
Multiple entry, you can go multiple times within a 6-month period. But each stay is still max 30 days.
so gotta pick the right tool for the job, huh?
Big time. And one little detail that trips people up. The validity starts from when your e-visa is issued, not the day you enter Egypt.
Ooh, tricky. So if I apply like 6 months early, I got to do the math carefully to make sure it's still valid when I actually travel.
Exactly.
This is good stuff. I'm already feeling way more prepared for this trip. All right, so we've got our options laid out. E-visa seems like the winner for peace of mind, but we've got to talk about the actual application, right? That's where it can get messy.
Let's do it. Break it down step by step. And don't worry, it's actually not that bad. We'll have you feeling like an e-visa pro in no time.
All right, bring on the application challenge.
Okay, we're back. Last time, e-visas were sounding pretty good, but now we're getting to the part everyone dreads, the application.
Like that feeling when you got to pack your suitcase. Seems overwhelming until you start, you know.
Totally. So, what's the first thing we got to make sure we've got?
All right, so first up, the passport. It's got to be valid, obviously.
Yeah, that's like travel 101. Right. But we're talking at least 6 months validity left after your trip's over.
Got it. No expired passports allowed.
Nope. And then you need a scan of that passport's bio page. The one with your photo and all the important info.
A glamour shot page. Got to make sure it's a good one.
It's got to be clear, all the details visible, no shadows or anything.
So, like, phone pic probably won't cut it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Most scanners do a better job.
Okay, noted. What else?
The digital photo. This is where people mess up a lot.
Passport photos. The struggle is real.
Right. But the Egyptian requirements, they're specific. Like the size has got to be exactly 40 by 60 millimeters.
Wow, okay.
And your head in the photo, it's got to be between 38 and 39.9 millimeters high.
They really get down to the millimeter with this stuff.
They do. Background has got to be plain white or off-white. No patterns, no weird shadows.
My usual selfie wall is out then.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And the expression, neutral. No smiling.
Oh, that's the hardest part. I always feel like I look so serious.
Yeah, but it's important. They need to be able to match your face to your passport easily, and the photo can't be older than 6 months either.
So it's got to be your current look. Makes sense. What about clothes?
Avoid white. It blends into the background.
Good point. Any tips on taking a good photo if I'm, like, doing myself?
The site has some good ones, actually, like using natural light, making sure the background's really plain.
Handy. Okay, so
yeah.
Passport, photo, travel details, I assume.
Yep. Flight info, where you're staying, that kind of stuff.
Like a little sneak peek of the trip for the visa people?
Pretty much. If you're staying with someone, you might need a letter of invitation from them, too.
So if it's not a hotel, they want to know who's vouching for me.
Exactly. Okay, so all that info's there. Then you get to pick how fast you want your visa processed.
Ooh, speed options. Love that. Give me the choices.
Standard, rush, super rush.
I'm sensing the faster, the pricier situation here.
You're right. Yeah. But Egypt-ETAI.com has this fee calculator you can use to see the exact cost, depending on what you pick.
Very helpful. I hate hidden fees and surprises. Okay, so I got my info, my documents, I've chosen my speed. What's the last step?
Payment. Once that's done, you'll get a temporary application ID.
Sounds important.
It is. You need it to track your application status.
Like a little passport for my visa application.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so you hit submit. Then what? The waiting game begins. Usually the e-visa system's pretty fast, like 1 to 3 days, maybe 5 at most.
Not bad at all.
And they send you email updates, so you don't got to keep checking.
That's good. I'd be hitting refresh every 5 seconds otherwise.
If it's been more than 5 days and you've heard nothing, there's a contact us on the site. So usually pretty responsive, like within 72 hours.
That's reassuring. I hate being left in the dark. Mm-hmm.